At the Meadowlands in New Jersey tomorrow night, the New England Patriots will attempt to make history. They're trying to become the first team to win every regular season game since the National Football League adopted a 16-game schedule in 1978. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us, as he does most Fridays, to talk about sports and the business of sports. And the lead-up to this game offers plenty of material on both of those subjects, Stefan. To begin with, the peculiar outcome of what channels this game is going to be televised on.
Yeah, this game was supposed to only be on the NFL Network, which is this proprietary network that the NFL started a few years ago, and they began showing 8 games near the end of the season on Thursday and Saturday nights last year. So this is the second year of this. The problem was that the network is only in about 43 million households, less than half of the U.S. households that have TV. So this potentially historic game would have been available to a very small percentage of the American public. So the NFL agreed to simulcast this game on CBS and NBC, two of its regular broadcast partners. This will be the first NFL game shown on 3 networks at once and the first multi-network telecast since the very first Super Bowl back in 1967.
Now, you talked earlier in the season about the NFL's battle with cable operators over carrying the NFL network. Why, with this game coming up, with such interest in seeing the Patriots try to go undefeated, you'd think they'd have some leverage over the cable operators. Why didn't they stick to their guns with the NFL channel and try to get it on many cable systems?
Well, they could have done that, and they did consider doing that. This would have been a way for them to support what is a very debatable position, that they are being treated unfairly by big cable, which has refused to add the NFL network to its basic cable lineups, as opposed to putting on a sports tier that subscribers have to pay extra for. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said on Wednesday that he wanted to make sure all of the league's fans had the ability to watch this potentially historic game. Now, the scorekeeping columnists after the fact write that the NFL caved in, and maybe the NFL did. But look at it this way. It's not a bad PR move. It draws attention to the league's fight against the cable companies. The league took out a full-page ad in USA Today today, arguing its position one more time. And the NFL does right by its fans, and it looks good doing so.
Some members of Congress had made noise in recent weeks about reexamining the NFL's limited antitrust exemption. You think that amounted to much pressure on the NFL's decision?
The threat of lifting an antitrust exemption, and in the case of football, it's about pooling national broadcast rights to sell them to the networks. I mean, the threat of lifting those is pretty slim. This is really more of a grandstand play in Congress. But the leagues don't like to be dragged down to Washington to have to answer questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, on to the game itself. Patriots about to go either undefeated or conceivably lose only one game in the last game of the regular season. The football Giants, New York Giants, are into the playoffs. Any possibility of a close game?
Yeah, and I think largely because it might not be such a good game. Neither team has much incentive here. The Patriots have not only clinched a playoff spot, obviously, but home field advantage throughout the American Football Conference playoffs. The Giants have a 10-5 record. They've also clinched a spot in the playoffs that will not change based on the outcome of this game. The Giants, in fact, may have more incentive to rest their good players for this game than the Patriots do. The Giants will have to play in a wild card playoff game next week. The Patriots will have 2 weeks off to heal the wounds from this game. And the Patriots are chasing history. They really do want to win, no matter what you hear Bill Belichick and Tom Brady say about how it's just one game at a time and none of them is any different than the previous one. So, good game? I don't know. It depends on who plays. We will see on Saturday night.
Stefan Fatsis, who covers sports and the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, have a great weekend.
You too, Robert.